A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can you picture Roger Stone? He may be the most interesting looking person. I know that's a shallow thing to say, but Roger Stone may be the most interesting looking person in politics in the last like 50 years. I, on a few occasions, have had the opportunity, I guess might be the word, to interact with him face to face. I met him for the first time back in, it was probably 2012. During one of the political conventions, likely the GOP convention down in Tampa. And then I saw him again more recently, about 4 years ago, in Cleveland, Ohio, as he was granting media interviews on the eve of the Republican nominating convention, where President Trump officially accepted the nomination of the Republican Party. Interesting guy. Interesting look about him. Interesting style. All of that is very distinctive. And I'll set that aside, though, for now. Because what I want to talk to you about is the announcement which came late Friday from the president, President Trump, that the 40-month prison sentence which Roger Stone was facing would be commuted. 99% if you know what that means, but for the 1%, commuted means that he still will be a convicted felon, yet the prison sentence which he was facing will not happen. He will not go to prison. So he will retain the conviction, but he won't go to prison because of it. And that came about because President Donald Trump has the authority to do it. One thing I'll say about the timing of this announcement, I've been in this business for a little while. I have either been a reporter or a producer, now a talk show host for a number of months. I have advised individuals on making news known and how to best get the message communicated. And one of the tactics is if you need to communicate something, like you need to check a box. You can't hide something or obscure it or ignore it. You have to come out and say something. But you don't really want everyone to see it. You don't want like a lot of attention. You make that announcement late on a Friday. Why is that? Well, because for the most part, you and I have been consuming news and we've been bombarded by headlines and this and that throughout the entire week. And when Friday rolls around, in particular, Friday, right about quitting time, you and I, and I'll admit, I know I'm in this business, but when Friday rolls around, Friday afternoon about 3:01, just after you and I say goodbye, I am ready to embrace really anything other than a headline. And so, if you are someone who's in this circumstance, if you're a newsmaker of sorts, and you need to communicate something, you do it on a Friday afternoon when no one's looking. And then, you got the whole weekend for people to forget. And come Monday, maybe we won't even remember Roger Stone. We'll be talking about things like the Washington Redskins, or hospital capacity, or something like that. So I'd guess that President Trump was advised to make this announcement late on a Friday so that come Monday, you and I wouldn't be looking at it too much, because there is much to criticize. There is also much to defend, and we'll get to that in a second. But let me share with you the criticisms which came immediately rolling in. This after the president again announced that he was commuting the sentence of Roger Stone. You know what? Before we get to the criticism, let me share with you what the president had to say in his own words. On the South Lawn, just before boarding Marine One en route to Walter Reed, where the president, I would point out, where the president for the first time would be photographed wearing a mask. Interesting. And he's got the presidential seal there on the side. Of course he would. Anyway, on this topic of Roger Stone's commutation, here's what the president had to say just before we boarded Marine One last week.
Roger Stone was treated horribly. Roger Stone was treated very unfairly. Roger Stone was brought into this witch hunt, this whole political witch hunt, and the Mueller scam. It's a scam because it's been proven false. And he was treated very unfairly, just like General Flynn is treated unfairly, just like Papadopoulos was treated unfairly. They've all been treated unfairly. And what I did, I will tell you this. People are extremely happy because in this country they want justice. And Roger Stone was not treated properly. So I'm very happy with what I did.
Whether or not he was treated properly, whether or not the investigation and the trial against him, whether or not that was fair, that's a debate that you and I can have for in another day. One point I would make known here is that the jury foreman in that case, interestingly enough, had a long history of not being a big fan of the president, and in fact had been very vocal and very public with those attitudes, and yet was still selected not only as a member of the jury, but also as the foreperson of that jury. We'll set that aside. That's a debate which happened, you know, long ago. So that is an asked and answered issue. Right now, though, it is the commutation. President Trump, obviously, very pleased with what he has done. Senator Romney, though, on the other hand, this just after the announcement was made of the commutation, Senator Romney had this to say. He wrote via Twitter, "Unprecedented historic corruption. An American president commutes the sentence of a person convicted by a jury of lying to shield that very president." It is true that those circumstances, at least to my historic mind, is unprecedented, that is a new circumstance, that a president commuting the sentence of a person convicted by a jury of lying to shield that very president. I can't find another instance of that. You may be able to challenge that. And if you can, please text in. 57500 is the Utah Community Credit Union text line. And I'll be I'll look into that. If you've got an instance where you've seen something like this before, let me know. There are other degrees, though, of what some could call, excuse me, got something in my throat there. There are other instances of presidential commutations and pardons, which do make you kind of scratch your chin and say, what's exactly going on there? I have a few of them I'll share with you in a minute, but I want you to know two things here. There is a statement from Nancy Pelosi, and then there was also a statement put out by the press office of the president as he issued the commutation. I'll share with you Speaker Pelosi's response, then I'll share with you what the president's press office had to say. That's Kayleigh McEnany. So Speaker Pelosi says, President Trump's decision to commute the sentence of top campaign advisor Roger Stone, who could directly implicate him in criminal misconduct, is an act of staggering corruption. Congress will take action to prevent this type of brazen wrongdoing. That's fascinating. Keep a close eye on that promise or that assertion or whatever you want to call it, that statement, if nothing else, by Speaker Pelosi. Congress will take action to prevent this type of brazen wrongdoing. Again, checking the Lee Lonsberry brain of history, which is not that complete, but as I have scrolled through that little file of facts, I do not remember, or I cannot recall from history class, any instance of Congress trying to change that power of the president. Speaker Pelosi's statement continues, legislation is needed to ensure that no president can pardon or commute the sentence of an individual who is engaged in a cover-up campaign to shield the president from criminal prosecution. Roger Stone's seven felonies, which include lying to Congress and witness tampering, constitute grave crimes. And as I mentioned earlier, those crimes will stand. I mean, he will forever be a convicted. Well, I shouldn't say that. I guess he could be pardoned. But right now, the president has only commuted that sentence, and the charges still stand, or the convictions, rather, still stand. Pelosi continues, all who commit these illegal acts should be held accountable to the fullest extent of the law. This decision and Trump's many other acts of corruption point to the urgency of electing a president in November who will respect the Constitution, the rule of law, and the will of the American people. I've run out of time here to share the full statement from Kayleigh McEnany in the president's office, but I can tell you that she is very supportive of the move by the president. I can leave it at that sufficiently. And another thing I wanted to share with you, too, is you hear all these detractors using the word unprecedented, unprecedented, unprecedented. You and I have done this study before. There is a long list of pardons and commutations by presidents, both Republican and Democrat, that would just drop your jaw. I don't have time to go through this full list. You and I will on another day, though. I would remind you, Bill Clinton. You know, Bill Clinton pardoned his own brother? Yeah, cocaine possession. Yeah, he pardoned him. All right, bro, let's get out of there. Yeah, pardoned him. And there is an incredibly long list of pardons and commutations and grantings of clemency, which would really make you scratch your chin, which pale, or which this commutation of the sentence of Roger Stone pales in comparison to.